Chapter 8 Shattered. When brother fights brother, it is called rivalry. When brother kills brother, it is called succession.
Valdrek Elias. 18 dead bodies cluttered the street below. 15 of those bodies were Traoran and were wearing black and red robes over their urban attire. Narek barely noticed them, but the three warriors clad in power armor that joined the cultists in death sent a tremor of consternation across his jawline. The quiet hunt was over. Despite Narek's misgivings, Elias had gathered his dogs from sects around the city and unleashed them without thought or knowledge of what fate he had consigned them to. Cultists were everywhere within Ranos. They had paved the way for the Legion's arrival, softened the prey before the kill. It was a task well suited to their limited talents. Against legionaries, however, they'd come up drastically short. One of the humans had tripped a hidden wire alarm, unleashing a chain of explosives embedded in the road. Flash bangs went off simultaneously, filling the narrow street that was crowded by buildings either side with light and smoke. A secondary group of incendiaries went live 3 seconds later, front and back of the patrol, effectively bracketing them into a kill box. In the last short minute that remained of their lives, the cultists panicked and the legionaries fell back on training, forming a defensive perimeter in the middle of the street. The saboteurs had factored this reaction into their trap as a pair of auto-slaved sentries cycled up. Muzzle flash had cut into the smoke as heavy fire chugged relentlessly from the pair of tarantula mounts secreted at either end of the street. The concealment of the guns was effective, as was the entire trap. Even Narek hadn't seen the wire or the sentries and wondered privately if he was actually losing his edge. Disorientated, some of their dead already lying broken before them, the cultists were ripped apart in seconds. Narek's brothers didn't last much longer. Power armor was staunch protection, but even it couldn't hold up against enfilading fire at close range from a pair of autocannon. The end result was bloody and quick. Narek and Dagon survived by virtue of the fact that they were above the metal storm, maintaining overwatch from a rooftop. Narek had been about to make contact with his brothers when the trap was sprung and death got unleashed. As he looked down on the carnage, Narek scowled.
Belaya, Zephyl, Namah, all dead. Haruk also. Tell me, brother, he said, turning to Dagon, who had just returned from street level. Who must I kill to avenge them?
The trap was good, Dagon replied. Very good. Even on the ground, I would have had difficulty seeing the wire.
Frag belt? Asked Narek.
Dagon nodded. And some heavier explosives, too. Armor breaking.
That would be the secondary burst they had seen and felt from the rooftop.
Naturally. And the sentry guns?
The two tripod-mounted tarantulas were spewing smoke. Tiny sparks erupted sporadically around the gimbal joint that linked the tripod mount to the gun stock. Narek had disabled them, but not before they had shredded Belaya, Zephyl, and Namah.
Slaved to an automatic firing routine, based on motion detection, said Dagon.
So they had no intention of staying to watch the bloodshed.
No, but I found this.
In Dagon's open palm was a small metallic device. It was disc-shaped, and a red light in its center winked rapidly. A sensor. Narek took it, examining the device in his hand.
There might be few, but they are certainly well-equipped.
He glanced back down the street.
And have a talent for disruption.
Saboteurs?
Dagon asked.
Definitely. The broken legions have turned to guerrilla tactics to prosecute their war.
They might just be a vanguard. How can you be certain?
Narek's eyes returned to regard the censor.
Because it's what I'd do.
He paused, turning the censor disc over in his hand, as if scrutinizing it would reveal his enemy's secrets. Narek surveyed the urban skyline, paying close attention to the nearest buildings.
What is it? Asked Dagon.
Narek's gaze lingered on the shadow of a cooling tower in the distance.
Nothing, he said. Watch the street. I have to tell Elias what we've found.
Dagon nodded and headed back down.